podcast, there is a lot of talk about Project 25. Ooh, it's so scary. Conservatism spelled out in 900 pages. Well, here's the dirty little secret that I love and the left hates. So many of President Trump's close confidants are involved with Project 25. It is a project that has been in the works for a few years now. The Heritage Foundation is running it, and it's all about returning government to a small government, a government by the people and for the people. It's about eliminating bureaucracy. It's about restoring conservative principles. And they have taken, the Heritage Foundation, members of the Trump team, people who will be members of the Trump team when it comes to Trump presidency 47. And they have spelled out in 900 pages what we need to do to get there. Now, the left lies about what is in this 900-page document. We're going to go through some of those lies. And it's very important to tell you, you're going to love Project 25. It goes along with Agenda 47, which is President Trump's plan for his next presidency. So this is a good thing. And the left wants to turn Project 25 into some kind of conspiracy theory, wild, oppressive deal. Not so. And I'm going to prove it to you as Stinchfield, the podcast, starts right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome. As always, the podcast is brought to you by the wellness company, twc.health/Grant. Use promo code Grant. If you don't have prescription medications, folks, on hand, in case of an emergency for speed of delivery, you are putting your family in danger. The wellness company is the only company I know that is doing this, that you can get multiple medications at once to store in case of an emergency. This has to be part of your preparedness plan. twc.health/Grant. Use the promo code Grant. All right, let's get to the topic of the day. Project 25. Oh, this is so scary. Do you know, the left has come out and said that Project 25 by the Heritage Foundation, 900-page plan, and it's not just the 900 pages. There's also other parts of this Project 25, like trying to find potential employees and appointments for President Trump so we hit the ground running when we get in there. 4,000 jobs that President Trump can appoint, 1,000 of them have to be confirmed, but 3,000 of them we can start right away. The Heritage Foundation is compiling a list of good conservatives to go in there and take over. But the left says Project 25, doing away with no-fault divorce, going to eliminate unions, eliminate the Food and Drug Administration. These are just a few of the things. Eliminate abortion pills. Eliminate all kinds of things. That is absolutely false. None of those things, and you can read the document, are even listed in the document, doing away with divorce. Divorce, no offense to my ex-wife, she's a great ex-wife, but was one of the best things that happened to me. My life is in the positive direction. And you know what? I'm glad that worked out. I'm sad for my son. The family unit didn't work out. I know I got a lot of conservatives probably be angry with me for this. But the bottom line, sometimes you got to get divorced. That's not in here. No divorce. I would love that people could fall in love and stay together forever. But it's not government's role to be pushing that. And the Heritage Foundation doesn't think that's the case either. This is literally made up stuff by the left. So what am I talking about? People like Lizzo, all right? This is the overweight singer who I guess is a talented singer, but she's really pretty annoying. When they get involved in politics and they start spewing this nonsense, people buy into it. They get their information from entertainers. This is Lizzo talking about Project 25.
The Supreme Court just ruled on, I think, 3 or 4 new laws that are really starting to put Project 2025 in motion. If you don't know what Project 2025 is, it is not a scare tactic. It is not a conspiracy. It is very real. And here are some of the guidelines. Unitary executive theory. Just read this. This would give the president complete and total power to pass any bill or law he wants.
Wait a second. You think the Heritage Foundation, that believes so strongly in our Constitution, wants to give the president the ability to pass any law he wants? It's literally physically impossible. There is a process to pass bills. It's got to go through the House and the Senate, ultimately end up on the president's desk. You can't just sign bills into law and make them laws. It's not how it works. She's totally wrong when it comes to that. Then here's this actress. I don't know who she is. Taraji P. Henson. I don't even know where she plays. But you know me, I'm not a big entertaining guy. But a lot of people know her. And Project 25 really hit the scene when she offered this up.
Play chess, not checkers. It's about making decisions that will affect us as human beings, our careers, our next generations to come.
She's dumb, first off. I'm going to tell you right now. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. All of what she's saying is absolutely true, but it's only true if we get away with the Democrats, all right? But she continues.
Did you know that it is now a crime to be homeless? Pay attention.
A crime to be homeless? No, it's not. The Supreme Court ruled you can't keep camp on the sidewalk. Okay, you can't make your home on a sidewalk and put pedestrians in danger. You can't jump out of makeshift tents. You can't tie your RV to a light pole and pull electricity from the public. You can't do those things. It's illegal to do that. That's not making homelessness illegal. It's making camping on the street illegal.
It's not a secret. Look it up. They are attacking our most vulnerable citizens. The Project 2025 plan is not a game. Look it up.
Look it up, she says. Look it up. No, Project 2025 is not a game. And in fact, it comes from the Heritage Foundation, which is one of the premier conservative think tanks in America. I would call it Reagan's think tank. I have been using the Heritage Foundation for information since I ran for Congress in 2011 and really before that, but it's been a tremendous resource for me when I look for guidance on issues, sometimes complicated issues. Sometimes I want to see where other conservatives stand. The Heritage Foundation has been there. Now, who's involved in Project 2025? My buddy Steve Cortez, who I used to work with over at Newsmax, he's involved with it. He worked in the Trump administration, and he's now, I believe, working on with the Trump campaign right now. So you've got Steve Cortez. You've got my buddy Stephen Moore. All these guys, by the way, come on my Real America's Voice show, come on my radio show. Stephen Moore, President Trump's finance advisor, economic advisor, whatever you want to call him. Great guy. You see him on all of the financial networks, all right? You've got Ken Cuccinelli. He strayed a little bit from Trump when he went and gave his support to Ron DeSantis, but he was a big part of the Trump team. Peter Navarro has written a section in 2025. So President Trump tweeted that he doesn't know what Project 2025 is. They got some wacky ideas. I think President Trump was buying into the liberal idea that no-fault divorce was in here, eliminate unions, and this kind of, none of that's in there. I think he fell for the leftist trick, quite frankly, because Project 2025 is being run by all of President Trump's friends. And I think if President Trump read this 900-page document, I believe, knowing what I know about President Trump, knowing my personal conversations with him, looking at Agenda 47, which is on President Trump's website, President Trump would be on board with everything in here, including doing away with the Department of Education. That's one of the non-lies that the left is saying. Oh, they want to do away with the Department of Education. Yes, we do. Doesn't mean we do away with federal money that goes back to states. What it means is you take middlemen out of it. Let the money, if Congress deems money to go to education back to the state level, let the states decide how that is spent. Take the middlemen out of it. Get the Department of Education out of it. The states can handle how we educate their children in their certain states, cities, towns, communities. This should be a local deal. So, yes, that's one of the truths, but they want to scare tact you as if that's a bad thing. it's a very good thing. And in fact, any truth they bring up to Project 2025, I'm going to tell you, is a good truth, because everything in this, I haven't found one thing. I haven't read all 900 pages, but I have perused a lot of it, and I haven't seen anything in it that I disagree with as of yet. All right, we got a lot to get to in here, but first, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go to, /Grant, of course. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Right now, you're going to get a free month of cell phone service if you use the promo code GRANT. Free month. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code GRANT. You get a free month of service, which is great. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. You have access to all three major networks. You can get two lines on one phone. Nobody else can do that. That's called the Patriot One plan. And not to mention, the executives, the company, is putting your money where their mouth is. They're backing up conservative policies, agendas, programs. So you know your cell phone money is going not to fund the woke agenda, but to help fund the conservative agenda. It's one of the main reasons why I love Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Use that promo code GRANT. I promise you, you will not regret it, for a free month of service. And you tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. So Michael Steele, you know who this is. He is the former head of the Republican National Committee. How this guy was ever head of the RNC, I have no idea. He is not a Republican. He is a Democrat, maybe a moderate Democrat, but I don't even think so. I don't think he has any common sense whatsoever when it comes to this stuff. So Kevin Roberts is the head of the Heritage Foundation. He goes on MSNBC, and the host has Roberts and Michael Steele on. And I want to go through some of this interview with Roberts. Listen.
President Trump is going to make decisions about policy in his administration if he wins. Project 2025 is something that's going to transcend the next 4 years, the next 10 years. It really is, for the first time in the history of the conservative movement, the apparatus for policy and personnel. That's the most important thing to remember.
I have one follow-up. It's just that you have said that this plan is about institutionalizing Trumpism. So, because I also know you all, not just the president of the Heritage Foundation, you're also president of the Heritage Action, which is the political action committee. And so, is it tied to Trump or not?
I said the context for that comment to the New York Times was that the work of the Heritage Foundation was to institutionalize Trumpism. Trumpism as a new version of conservatism, a conservatism that recognizes that by every objective measure, the United States is weaker in 2024 than it was in 1984. We also happen to think that's reversible, by the way. We're ultimately optimists. And by institutionalizing Trumpism, what we're saying is that even though we are known as Ronald Reagan's think tank, I'm a son of the Reagan Revolution, I'm very proud of that, that that's 40 years ago, and we need to understand what time it is in America. And right now, Donald Trump, whether someone likes it or not, I happen to like it, is the standard bearer for conservatives.
Well, Michael, what?
So that is a great answer. Now, you're going to be triggering that woman. You could see her face as she looks at him. Trumpism. Can you imagine Trumpism being named on MSNBC? Now, I want to applaud Kevin Roberts for going on MSNBC. This is what I have told so many conservatives, that if we're going to go on cable news networks, you can go on Rav, you can go on Fox News, you can go on Newsmax, but for the most part, you're preaching to the choir. Now, it's important that we gather the information so all of us can spread this. You come on Stinchfield, I want you to get the information so you can take this and spread this to your friends at work and your family members and all of that. But if you really want to make a difference, you got to go on the CNNs. You got to go on the MSNBCs, the news nations of the world. You go spread the message there. Maybe you reach somebody. Maybe somebody wakes up when he's talking about Trumpism like this. So Roberts went on. I told you that Michael Steele engaged in a conversation with him about it. I'm going to cue this up here. at about 3 minutes into this video. And let's play that here.
95% of them who give political contributions give them to the Democratic Party.
That's all right. So 95% who give political contributions to the Democratic Party is talking about career bureaucrats, those in civil service. And mind you, very difficult to fire anybody that has a government job. It's nearly impossible. The unions are dug in. They're not appointed positions. To fire someone like that is a real problem. So if you have problem employees, this is what makes the deep state very real. And now you're learning that 95% of them give to Democrats. Now, you can't fire somebody because they're a Democrat, but you can figure out ways to move them out of government if they're not fulfilling the mission that the Constitution wants us to fulfill. It's not republicanism. It's the Constitution of limited government. So again, he was talking here about those employees that are giving to Democrats, and what do we do with them?
Et cetera.
They have, and 95% of them who give political contributions give them to the Democratic Party.
You're going to fire someone because they wrote a check to a Democratic candidate?
No, we're going to fire someone, and the number needs to be more than 50,000, considering that there are more than 2 million federal employees, because over the last century, the radical left has seen the administrative state as the fourth branch of government. They're unelected bureaucrats, nothing against your dad, obviously, right. As a human being. You know that about me and Heritage. Right. But ultimately, we have to devolve power from the imperial
but
city of Washington back to the people.
My dad, because he wrote a check to a Democratic candidate without any appreciation or understanding where his political allegiance.
We will
or
dramatically
are.
Reform that agencies
matter?
That take
if
rights
doing
away
their
from
job,
people.
Why does that matter?
They're doing their job about a mission that's misaligned. For example, the U.S. Department of Education. Thankfully, President Trump deserves credit for saying that he wants to end the Department of Education. That means that employees in that agency, even if they've been serving that mission with great competence, will have to go look for another job. What's more important than that, Michael, is that we actually have a delivery mechanism for education in this country that reflects the 21st century. So at Heritage, we see this a very different way. You want to look at it from the lens of unelected bureaucrats, most of whom, not your dad, yeah. I guess, who want to say that they are more important than the everyday American. We want to look at it from the standpoint of the everyday American and say it's time that they are put in the driver's seat rather than unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah, but they aren't going to be in the driver's seat because they aren't going to be doing the jobs. The folks you're identifying who are Trump aligned are the ones who are going to be coming
in. You are positing that those people are incompetent. And I can looking at the
resumes
of the 11,000 that they're very well qualified.
As much as you're thinking I'm positing these people are incompetent, you're positing that they're somehow executing a nefarious agenda.
Some of them are.
Who
Environmental
are they?
Protection
but
Agency
have 300
If I could interject, because I did actually work for the federal government.
So that's a fascinating discussion, especially with a guy who calls himself a Republican, Michael Steele. Now, we say all politics are selfish politics. He's like, my father is a government employee. You're going to fire my father. You're going to fire my father. Well, your father's only going to get fired if he's engaging in politics in his job, whether he's at the EPA, whether he's at the IRS, whether he's in the FBI, whether he's at the Department of Education, if he's engaging in politics and not carrying out the specific mission of that agency, well, then, yeah, he's got to get fired. I'm sorry, but that's not what government is. Government is not a charitable organization that we just give people jobs out of charity because they're part of a political party. That seems to me what has happened foreign government. And I don't even know, do I want to play more of her? Now, she says she worked in federal government. I can tell you, she is going to be the example of somebody that we would want gone from federal government. This woman, and I don't even know who she is not going to be a woman we want carrying out the mission of America and trying to make it great again.
As did the chairman, and I worked with a number of those we call them civil servants in the United States government, people who are not political appointees, and they have the institutional knowledge.
If only they acted that way.
Well, I think Alicia has a question along those lines about one of the policy priorities that you all have identified in Project 2025.
I actually, Dr. Roberts, have a question about this upcoming election. Is your organization going to accept the results of the 2024 presidential election?
Oh, my God. Give me a break. I thought they were talking about 2025. Is your organization going to accept the results? No, we're not going to accept the results if there was cheating. We'll accept the results if there's not. What is it with this stupid freaking question? And I wanted to drop an F-bomb so badly. This is the dumbest question out there. You're going to accept it? Well, I'll accept it if it's legit. If it's not legit, I'm not going to accept it. What dope would have any other philosophy than that? Oh, well, if you steal it from me, I guess I'll just accept it because I'm afraid of what you're going to say about me. Oh, my God. I don't care what MSNBC thinks. I mean, this is craziness. You know, if you play a basketball game and it comes out that there was cheating going on or the refs were paid off, you're going to accept the outcome? No. It's so maddening. It really is so maddening. So Steve Bannon was talking about Project 2025 a year ago. God bless Steve Bannon. Say a prayer for him. He's in a federal prison right now in Danbury. This is going back a year ago. He was talking to folks at the Heritage Foundation about Project 2025. One of the issues is to move those bureaucrats out of government, do away with the building, so to speak, because you can't do away with the employee. You've got to do away with the job.
Administrative state. There has to be, and yes, there will be. The next president, if President Trump gets back in there, he needs to reorient the government that's in a way that hasn't been seen since Franklin Roosevelt did it with the New Deal. We need to gut these agencies. We need to start from scratch. We need to make a new government, essentially, because the one that we have now doesn't work for conservatives. It wasn't made for us. It's built against us. So we have to go back to the drawing board with these agencies.
Johnny, you've seen on the inside. Let's give it up. Is that what we want?
Woo!
Okay, but I'm going to ask the practical question. You've been on the inside about how vast this bureaucracy, the administrative state is massive. It's more than the 2 million. They say, well, there's 2.5 million government employees, but there's 16 million contractors. So there's an 18 million man workforce right there of some of the most highly educated, but also they're maniacally focused on keeping the administrative state. So
let me tell you something of what Steve Bannon is getting at. It's what I call the ruling class of career bureaucrats. We now know it as the deep state. I think the deep state is even more nefarious than the ruling class of career bureaucrats. Ruling class of career bureaucrats are out for themselves, their own government jobs. They're more concerned about their own power. The deep state harnesses that feeling and then doubles down on it and literally wants to stick it to the American people in order to gain even more power than that. So I think you have two levels. You've got the ruling class of career bureaucrats, and then you've got members of that ruling class of career bureaucrats that are now in the deep state that are ultra nefarious, okay? This is what needs to be upended. This bureaucracy needs to be upended. That's what Project 2025 is all about. Don't tell me President Trump doesn't support this. Even President Trump, sir, with all due respect, I would like it. Go back and look at this project, look at this plan, and then see if you wanted to truth out what you truth, saying, hey, there's some wacky ideas here. There are no wacky ideas in Project 2025. I really firmly, firmly believe that. Here's more of Bannon.
Tell me, how are we going to start to take it apart? If you got 16 million contractors, 2.5 million, we've got 3,000 day one, and you know they're going to fight every Trump appointee for confirmation is going to be a dogfight. So how are we going to take apart the administrative state?
It's finding the people that can run each agency and dismantle it one by one. What else, James? What do we want to do?
I think we want to do mass government layoffs.
Hold it. I think Mediaite just got its headline. Is that a fantasy or is that reality?
It's a reality. President Reagan's director of the Office of Personnel Management fired over 100,000 bureaucrats using reduction in force exercises. So you can't fire a civil servant because they have civil service protections, right? But you can eliminate their position.
Take away the billet?
It's a way of eliminating the building, eliminating the position. So it's a way of firing them.
That's how you do it. Ronald Reagan can do it. President Trump can do it. It has to be done. We have got to get back to the business of limiting this size of overreaching government, of a tyrannical government that is filled with not just tyrants, that bureaucrats that overreach at every step of the way. Now, how do I know President Trump would be behind this? How do I know that even though he tweeted out, 2025, this is not good, and I believe he bought into some of the liberal propaganda here? I know it because I looked at Agenda 47, which is literally a blueprint for 2025.
My plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all, and corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh,
so he is still more of a list. All of this stuff is Project 2025 stuff. Every single bit of it. How would you not be behind this if you're a conservative? I see why the liberals are scared to death of Project 2025, because it literally cuts the knees out from under these deep state bureaucrats. Literally. So I'm going to leave you with my buddy Steve Cortez. Was talking about this. He's involved in the 2025 project. He's on the Trump campaign now. Listen.
Long in a new administration. Now, of course, it's up to President Trump whether or not he takes those recommendations. But the point is, there is serious planning going on. There's serious money and thought being invested in this process already. So it's going to be a very, very different transition when Donald Trump prevails on November 5th. And I believe that this second Trump term will have a team that is both talented and fully committed to America First principles that will result in results that are even better than the ones we got the first go around.
Amen. And that's what it's about. So do not believe the hype about Project 2025 from the left. Believe the hype about Project 2025 from people like me and others that are telling you the truth. The left is filled with lies, propaganda. I mean, they are purveyors of falsities. Know your stuff. I appreciate you tuning into a program like this. It's so, so important that we continue. Your support of me is greatness, and I'm grateful for that. There's plenty of other shows out there, too. And there's strength in numbers. I really, really do believe that. So if you like what you saw today, hit the like button, share it. If you're watching on Twitter, you know, we're just starting out now on Twitter. If you're watching on Twitter, I'm grateful to that. Hit the like there and share this video on Twitter as well. It's a great way to start spreading the word. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Getter, and of course Rumble, which is our main channel, and we're grateful to the folks at Rumble as well. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks to all of you. We're going to talk about Project 2025 on the Real America's Voice show tonight as well, so tune into that. Hans von Spakovsky is a great mind with the Heritage Foundation. He'll be my guest on the Real America's Voice show tonight. And folks, don't forget my social media handle, Stinchfield1776. You can find my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. And the way you go there You can find the email list there and sign up for the email list. GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com, at Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. I'm grateful for all of you folks. We will see you tonight on the Real America's Voice Show. Thanks for listening.